Welcome to UniJena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden and I work in the team Incoming. And today I am joined by Valentina. Welcome. She is currently writing her master thesis at the University of Jena and will tell us about her time here. Hi, Valentina. Nice to have you and thank you for coming despite your thesis stress, I can imagine. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for the invitation. Yeah, of course. So I'm Valentina. I'm a master's student here at the course of study German as a foreign and a second language. As you said, I'm currently writing my master's thesis. I'm from Italy, where I also did my bachelor. During the last academic year of my bachelor, I came to Jena for a semester abroad for an Erasmus semester, and that was the first time for me seeing the city of Jena. After this experience, I was so surprised, and I liked so much this city that I decided to come back for my master.
And do you already know what's coming next now after your master?
Yeah, so I've already found a job in Stuttgart.
Ah, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm moving to this city in the next few months.
Oh, exciting. And what will you do there?
There I will work as a German teacher for foreigners, so in integration courses, for example.
Great. So you will stay in Germany and will even do what you studied here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And after all this time in Jena, now leaving Jena, what is the first thing you think about when you hear Jena, or when you think about Jena? What comes to your mind?
When I think of Jena, the first images that come to my mind are the nature, of course, and the green colors of Jena. I think that's a peculiarity of this city, because it's a city, it's a university city, and it's surrounded by nature. There's the river Tisale, there are a lot of hills where you can go hiking. There's also the Paradise Park where you can go with your friends and chill there. And that's one of the things that I'll probably miss the most about this city, mm-hmm. because you can't find it in other cities. In other bigger cities, for example, Stuttgart. Yeah.
And what is your favorite memory of your time in Jena? What was the best experience here?
One of the best experiences that I made here in Jena was my activity as a tutor for a German course for international students. It's called DSA course. With other friends of mine from my course of study, I organized the tutorium and also some trips in Thuringen. And that was really funny, organizing mm-hmm. these trips through the region. And it was also very interesting helping new students learning German and also living the daily life in Jena.
Were there also not so good experiences?
I think I don't have bad experiences in Jena. The bad ones are most related with the apartment, for example, but they aren't related to the university. So, no.
They could happen everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you find new friends? You already talked about group experiences. Being a tutor,
yeah.
Do you have any tips how to find friends?
Yeah, that was one of the way you can make good friends in Jena. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I recommend is that you take part in the mentoring program from the international office, because that was when I came to Jena. my mentor was the first person, the first contact in the city. So, and he's still a good friend of mine. So I really recommend taking part in this program. And it's really important to add a person who knows the city mm-hmm. as a first contact. And then I also got to know new people through group works at the university, because you can know the other people also outside the seminar room, mm-hmm. Taking a coffee, having a walk, and so on. But also I got to know new friends through extra activities, extra from the university, for example, sport courses, but also my heavy jobs at the university that helped me knowing new people, friendly people that I will always have in my heart. Yeah.
What is your favorite place in Jena?
So my favorite place is the river, Die Saale, because near to my apartment I can have walks along the river, and I often go for a walk there alone or with some friends, because I want to take a pause from the I want to take a break from learning. I want to enjoy the nature, and that's why that is a spot that I always like in winter and in summer, so mm-hmm. always. But there are actually a lot of really nice places in Jena, like the Jenzig. It's a hill near the city, but also the Planetarium, where you can watch some shows. Mm-hmm.
And a very important question for all students in Jena: what is your favorite cafeteria?
Good question. So my favorite canteen is the Philomensa or Philosophenwegmensa, mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of places, and you can also sit outside near a big park and also near the botanical garden. And here you can enjoy the sun in summer. You can sit outside with your friends, and yeah, that's why it's my favorite canteen in Jena. And it's also near to the library, for example, but also to the campus. So it's a really good spot.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite library to work or to learn in?
My favorite library is the Tulp. It's the main library in Jena. I like coming there to study, because there are a lot of windows, there's a lot of light, and it's very peaceful. I think everyone is studying silently and calm. And that's why when I go there to study, I feel motivated. And in the ground floor, there's a cafeteria where you can have your coffee break every time you want. That's really important when you're studying.
Mm-hmm. And also a great place to find friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Before coming here, what didn't you expect, or what did surprise you?
In Jena, I had a lot of experiences that helped me mature and grow up. And I didn't expect it when I first came here, because I was 21 and I thought I knew myself. But it was my first time living alone and staying for a long time abroad. And these are a lot of challenges at once. You have to take care of everything alone, for example, cooking, but also all the documents for the apartment, for the university, and so on. And I wasn't used to do it all by myself. And despite that, I found a supporting atmosphere at the university, for example, from the international office. As I said, I took part in the mentoring program, but also from the teacher itself, because they are really open, they answer your questions, and so on. And also I found some support from the Studierendenwerk when I had questions about the apartment and the contract, and about these difficult questions.
Okay, so there are quite a lot of support offers, but becoming an adult also means to look for those and, yeah, and ask for help sometimes, yes.
Yeah, of course, that really helped me to know the spots where I can go and ask for support, ask my questions and so on. That was really important. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I didn't expect it when coming in Jena is that during my master, I really could experiment with myself because at the university I had a lot of practical chances to, for example, to put into praxis what I learned in the seminar rooms. I could, for example, teach in a German course for Ukrainians, and there I discovered that I like teaching German for this specific group, and that helped me out with my future decisions, for example. So there were a lot of experiences also where I could get closer to the world of work, to the adult world, and I didn't expect it. For example, I also didn't expect to have such a cool job at the mm-hmm. university as a heavy job. As I said, I could help new international students and so on.
And now that you are leaving Jena soon, what are you going to miss most?
So what I'm going to miss the most is, of course, the nature, as I've already mentioned, but also the short ways, for example, to the university, to work, to the international office, to the library, because in bigger cities you can't find this possibility. Short ways to mm-hmm. every place, and of course I will also miss sleeping till late.
Yeah, I can relate.
I will also miss everything about the university, for example, the studying in the library mm-hmm. with other students, but also the free time activities at the Unisport. And I will of course miss my friends. Meeting my friends in the city center or in the Paradise Park, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which memories will last you forever? What experiences will you never forget?
One of the funniest memory that I will always bring with myself, it's a trip with the DSA tutorium, the tutorium for the German course that I planned with some other of my friends. We did this trip to Eisenach. In Eisenach, there's like a hill, and on the top of the hill, there's the Wartburg. It's a really good place to visit, so mm-hmm. I recommend it. And after visiting this castle, this fortress, we decided to go hiking through the Drachenschlucht. It's like a narrow path through two hills. It's mm-hmm. really, really
valley,
narrow.
A very narrow valley, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really wonderful. And so first of all, I was the organizer of this trip, and first of all, we couldn't find the way to this Drachenschlucht. And once we found this way, the path was full mud, so that we had to do some challenges to try to go through this mud. Some people had to climb on the hill, some other went through the mud, and that was really funny. Everything was looking at every person trying to go through, and that is one of the memories that I can't forget about Jena.
Sounds funny.
Yeah.
And like a metaphor for solving all the challenges.
Yeah. For the studying path.
Do you have any advice for international students coming to Jena to have such a good time like you and to get through or around the mud?
Yeah, so what I can recommend and what helped me also during my studies was that is that you shouldn't miss the chances that you receive during your studies, during your time in Jena. For example, parties, regular tables or Stammtische in German, because these are really the moments or the occasions where you can get to know some new people, some new friends. I also mean, for example, extra conferences from your course of study or something like this from the university, because everything is worth it and can probably help you also for your future. Maybe you don't know, but it will help. For example, I attended a conference about these integration German courses, and I really thought, oh, that could be a path for me for my future, and that will be that it's the case, so it helped me. And another tip I could give you is that maybe at the beginning you don't know it, but there are a lot of offers at the university regarding, for example, the mentoring program, but also other supporting offices. For example, also the Career Point that is offering you council meetings for your application for the future, but also possibilities from the Unisport. So all these possibilities that you don't know at the beginning, but you should search for it or ask some friends, and you should really use it because you don't have this possibility later as a worker or when you aren't a student anymore. So I really recommend to profit from these offers because they're really important also for yourself, to discover yourself and to make new friends. Mm.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. there's still one memory that I would like to tell you about my first time arriving in Jena. It was really fun. I'll never forget about it. It was my first time arriving at the train station Jena Paradies, and it was really dark. It was in the evening. It was raining a lot. Fortunately, my mentor was waiting there at the station, so he brought me to the hotel. I found my way to the hotel at first, and then he took me to Fritz Mitte. Yeah. That is a typical restaurant here in Jena. It's very beloved from the student, where you can eat typical currywurst. They were my first images of Jena, so dark, raining, but then it was also peaceful evening, and I really thought, oh, fortunately I decided to come here, and I want to live the experience.
I'm glad to hear that you had such a good start and such a good time here in Jena. Thank you a lot, Valentina, for being my guest today and for sharing your memories of your time here. I wish you all the best for your master thesis now.
Thanks.
And as well as for your future. And if you too now, like Valentina, want to study and spend a good time here in Jena, you will find all the information about applying at the University of Jena in the show notes. Goodbye.
Thanks, Laura. Bye.